Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second, the center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Conroy moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Newsom steals second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Burns who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Newsom scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Culberson steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Culberson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Fox steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fox moves to third. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it. Fox is tagging up. There's the throw, and Fox is out at the plate. That's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Fox reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien bunts for an out with unknown description. Fox moves to third. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Sundra juggles the ball. That's an error on Sundra. Newsom moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson bunts for an out with unknown description. Newsom moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. Metkovich scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Nels Potter now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Nels Potter. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.